Here is Patty Duke with a guidepost for Christmas.
It's not a nice thing to steal on Christmas Day. But to steal from a church, how could anyone stoop so low? On this particular Christmas morning, the church sexton, pale and agitated, rushed to the pastor and gasped, "The child, the Christ child, is gone from the manger crib in the sanctuary." "That's ridiculous," replied the pastor. But it was true. The thoughts of the kindly clergyman were in turmoil. What kind of fiend would commit such an outrage? Was it someone who wished to defile the symbol of the very birth of Christianity? "Shall we call the police?" the sexton asked. The pastor shook his head. He glanced about the church he loved. Soon, the church would be filled with people for the Christmas morning service. What would their reaction be when they found the Christ child missing? Deeply disturbed, the pastor put on his hat and coat and wandered outside. To passers-by, he murmured a Merry Christmas he did not feel. As he reached the corner, a small boy pulling a red express wagon almost knocked him down.
"Georgie Potter," the pastor started to rebuke the boy.
But the shining light on the ruddy little 7-year-old face stopped him. He smiled. "Now, is that a new wagon I see?" "Yes, sir," the boy said, bursting with joy. Suddenly the clergyman stiffened. There was the missing Christ child. The statuette of the infant Jesus, with its baby arms outstretched in wide benediction, lay in the wagon with a blanket tucked about it. "Georgie, did you take that from the church?" "But I promised," the boy blurted out. "I prayed and prayed for a red wagon, and I promised the Christ child if he'd get me a red wagon for Christmas, I'd give him a ride in it twice round the block, and I've only been around once." The pastor's face softened in a loving smile. Before they took the statuette back to the church, he helped the boy wheel the Christ child a second time around the block.